This is WOL News Talk 1450 AM and 95.9 FM.
959.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
Welcome to the Marketing Pulpit with Robert Gatewood. Learn how to grow your business by attracting and retaining good-paying customers. Now here's marketing expert Robert Gatewood.
Good morning and welcome to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host, and we are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if you ever find yourself in a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, I want you to turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show every Friday right here on Radio 1, broadcasting live out of downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. I'd like to wish everyone a happy New Year, Eve. Let's put it this way, New Year's is coming.
Exactly. That's right. It's close.
I'd like to welcome to the studio also my guest host today, Dr. Ruby Lathan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
Well, you've been all over the place. I've seen you on Karen Hunter. I saw you on Fox. I saw you. You're just a little celebrity, aren't you?
I suppose. It's been a good year.
It's been a good year. A good year indeed, and I'm just glad to have you in the booth today. What are you going to talk about later on?
We are going to talk about health and wellness, but we're definitely going to talk about an upcoming health summit that people will be interested in, a holistic health summit.
Holistic, all right. Looking forward to that. Folks, you're listening to the Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. And like the good doctor said, it's been a good year, and I hope you have had a good year as well. I just want to thank a few people today for contributing to the great year we've had here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. First, I want to thank Radio 1 and Dr. Kathy Hughes for providing this platform. It seems like we just don't have enough outlets out here to get the word out about all the great things that we're doing as a community, all the good advice that we need to get us to that next level. And so Radio 1 has been a pivotal player in helping us reach that next plateau. And so I want to thank you, thank you to Dr. Kathy Hughes and all the people at Radio 1. We have Ms. Karen Jackson over there. She's keeping things going. Mr. Ron Thompson over there programming. Our engineers, a great, great lineup of engineers here who keep things coming and going. And I want to thank my co-host on the Marketing Pulpit. We have a great lineup of co-hosts. We have attorney Tisha Hillman comes on the first Friday of every month. On the second Friday, we have accountant Felicia Day. On the third Friday, we have therapist Wayna Cullins. And on the fourth Friday, we have Chris Harrod. He's a business coach. And that's our good lineup today. And then we bring in just a nice lineup of guest hosts. Like today, we have Dr. Ruby here. And I want to thank the guests. We've had a great lineup of guests this year. People from every stripe, from every possible line of work. We've had the MFL. We've had attorneys. We've had, I just can't even get into all the names, but it's just been a great lineup of guests that we've had this year that made this show possible. We'd like to thank the listeners. Listeners, you have been great. Every time I get off the air, somebody's calling me saying, hey, I listened to the show today. Some have called in while we've been on the air. I just want to thank you for making this show possible. And I know, like, the first thing I heard when I got to the radio station over here about 8 years ago, the engineer said, look, they might not be calling in, but they're listening. And I found that to be very true because I was walking in the getting some coffee the other day. I'm not going to say everything that I get at these 7-Elevens and convenience stores because Dr. Ruby said to me, I would give you the toned down version today. I was in the
judgment today.
I was in the convenience store getting me a bottle of water. How about that?
Oh, that's acceptable.
Water and I was.
It's all right.
Didn't get the beef jerky that day or the latte, the stuff that comes out of a little fountain. It's nothing but caffeine and water and sugar and oh my goodness, I even hate to drink that stuff. But anyway, I was drinking water that day. This guy walked with me and said, "This was funny, Dr. Ruben." So I don't call myself a celebrity. I'm just a country boy from the South, right?
Okay.
So I'm in the convenience store, and I'm standing next to this lady, kind of getting my coffee. She was kind of like standing next to me, not with her, but she was kind of getting her coffee too. And this other guy, he was standing across from us, and he was pointing. He said, "Do you know who you are standing next to?" He had an African accent. Mm-hmm. I thought he was talking to me, and I thought I was standing next to a celebrity lady, right? He's pointing, "Do you know who you are standing next to?" I'm looking down, and the lady was looking at me. Then he said, "That is the Monster Gatewood from the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show." So, I said, "Wow, man, I got a little bit of celebrity
exactly,
going."
Exactly, exactly. People hear you every Friday.
Every Friday. So after 8 years, I guess a few people do kind of get
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And so that's what I mean. I know some of the listeners are out there that haven't called in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Go to the website. Go to marketingpulpit.com and follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and just come on into the Marketing Pulpit family, and we'll be glad to have you. Also, you'll find on the homepage of the Marketing Pulpit, we also have information about our guests. You'll see Dr. Ruby's information there. She's up there cutting on something. I guess she's cooking up something.
Always cooking up something. You know, because when we talk about wellness, we got to show people how to do it, right?
Got to show them how to do it. So that's a good thing. So go to marketingpulpit.com. And if you have questions for our guest today, just call us at 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Now, later in the show, I'm going to talk about starting 2018, putting customers first. As we talk about those metrics of marketing, we talk about advertising, we talk about sales. I call it the ABCs, advertising, benefit selling, and customer service. You're not going to get the lifetime value to be a viable company if you don't include the customer service element. So we're going to talk about later in the show on my marketing sermon how to put your customers first in 2018. And I have a little treat for you also in one of the segments today. I was talking to Baby New Year. You know everybody's making these New Year's resolutions this year.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure, Dr. Ruby, you're probably getting them all. They say, "Hey, what should I be doing in 2018? And she's going to enlighten us with some of those. Well, anyway, I was curious on some tips on how people can actually have a more effective resolution list. So I talked to Baby New Year himself. Okay. And Baby New Year gave me some tips on how to have an effective New Year's resolution policy. And Baby New Year also gave me some things that you need to leave into 2017. Don't bring it into 2018. So you want to stick around for that coming up in the next segment. Also, we're going to talk about some of the things that are happening in the news. We have to be holistic in our approach. Now, I know Dr. Ruby likes that term, holistic. But holistic, I like that term because it's all-inclusive.
It is. That's why I use that, because it's about lifestyle, it's about food, it's about relationships, it's about everything. If you really want to be well, you have to look at all the connections that touch us.
That's right, because nothing in this world works in a vacuum. And I've used that approach with marketing, and I know it very apropos when it comes to health. Mm-hmm. You can't just sit over here and sell while you're not doing effective customer service, while you're not building stakeholder mm-hmm. relationships. That's why a pivotal part of my marketing strategy has always been look out for the other stakeholders as well.
Right.
Most small business owners, and this has been a fatal mistake for many, they spend so much time on acquisition, customer acquisition, that they forget about the other parts of the wheel. And that's the other stakeholders, such as the vendors and suppliers, the partners, the funders, distributors. It takes everything, takes all of those pieces to have an effective marketing strategy. So that's why we take this approach with the radio show as well. We can't just get on here and talk about business development only when the country is going to hell in a handbasket, or if the wheels are coming off the bus of the country. We have to know what's going on around us, and that's why we keep you abreast of what's happening in the news. And so let's see what's happening today. Well, this is kind of a strange story.
Okay.
There was a lady, she went into a Michigan woman. She went into Saks Fifth Avenue, and she said she was profiled. Now, okay. She was buying, she had bought about $6,700 worth of Louis Vuitton
okay.
items.
I think I saw
belts, keychains, mm-hmm. Christmas gifts. And then she told the clerk to kind of hold her stuff while she went to do some more shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying to my first of all, where in the heck did she get $600,000? Wait, that's another $6,000 on Louis Vuitton.
I think it's easy to spend that much on Louis Vuitton.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's real.
That LV has some juice, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so she had spent her $6,731. Now, I'm in the wrong line of work. I just can never end my life. Anyway, so she put her bags with the clerk, and she went to do some more shopping. And while she was shopping, she gets approached by a police officer that said, hey, not so fast. We gotta go back here and talk. And told her that her credit card had been denied, even though she had the receipt for the products. So what he was trying to say is that they couldn't believe that this lady had the wherewithal to spend almost $7,000 on Louis Vuitton. And of course, she has cried that she was profiled.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure there was some truth to that. I feel like there was some truth
pretty
to that.
Pretty much. If you have the receipt, it's already gone through, right?
Well, this is what the police officer said. He said, well, look, you have your, you're using your company's business card. Now, there's a lot of storylines in this whole.
Okay. It sounds a little tricky.
There's a storyline here that, I mean, I understand some of these red flags would go up. You know, you use your company credit card, and you're paying half with cash and half with the company card, and I mean, then of course that you throw in the element of race and all these other things. So it just set up all kind of red flags for this police officer. And so of course, come to find out that she was indeed the rightful owner of the business of the card. Those products were hers. It was her card, even though it was her business credit card. She's not too happy. And of course, Saks Fifth Avenue has been. They have been apologizing.
Right. If you're going to commit a crime, you usually don't bring cash.
You don't bring cash.
Right. So that doesn't make a lot of sense. And if there were no red flags when the card went through, they should have left her alone. That definitely sounds like profiling to me. It's not up to you to make a determination.
And you don't give your bags to the clerk to hang on to.
If you're a thief,
you're trying to get
you
out
don't
the door.
Pay cash, and you don't leave your bags. Okay, that's just poor detective work right there.
That was not Sherlock Holmes by any stretch. Oh boy, but anyway, now I do have some. Of course, you know, when these things happen, they just take off on Twitter and social media. And if there's a lot of people who are saying, what in the heck was this lady doing spending $7,000?
That's really not anybody's business.
See, and that was the blowback. People were saying, well, who are you trying to tell this woman how to spend her money?
Who asks other people who are obviously spending thousands of dollars in these stores, they don't ask them, what are you doing spending $10,000 on a bag or a purse? But when it comes to us, we need to have an explanation for why we're spending our hard-earned money.
I think in this case, I think I was listening to some of the comments on Twitter. There was almost like a breakdown between race and gender.
There is.
A lot of men were saying, "Wait a minute, sister, take this money and go put it on your kids, spend it on."
What makes you think she hasn't done that already?
I have no idea. I mean, I'm just saying.
I'm not saying to you, but I'm just saying it's a lot of judgment that goes into how Black people spend their money and how Black women spend their money. We're always being policed about something.
Yeah, you are.
You know? And literally policed by the police, even in the store. So we don't have any background on this woman. You know, whether she has kids or not, she might have a college fund and everything else set up, and this is her splurge on herself. It's her business.
Sound like you're saying, look, leave the lady alone, let her spend her money the way she, it's her money, spend it the way she likes. Hang on a second, we're going to take a quick break. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood. I have in the studio Dr. Ruby Lathan. Call us at 1-800-450-7876. We'll be right back after the break.
It is now up to us, and we know we must build up a trust.
WOL, News Talk 1450 AM and 95.9 FM.
959. Alrighty, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. And I'm here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. Having the studio, Dr. Ruby Lathan. She's going to be gracing us today with some information on how to go into 2018 with a healthy spirit. And she's also going to talk about an event coming up in January, the Health Summit. And I'm eager to hear that. Also, if you have a, what do you plan to do differently in 2018? That's a question I'd like to put out there. If you also, if you have somebody you want to say Happy New Year to, I'm going to open the lines up. I'm going to do something rad today. This is like my year-end gift to you. Give you a chance to chime in and become a part of the show. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Also, find out Sheila Jackson Lee. All right, Dr. Ruby, I got to get your take on this, too.
Okay.
Sheila Jackson Lee, she's on a plane, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's on United Airlines. They have all kind of issues. Anyway, she bumped somebody.
Okay.
This attorney, she's, sometime when I guess when Congress people come along, presidents.
Somebody got bumped from their seat.
Bumped from first class back into with the screaming kids and everybody else, the rest of us.
And they had a first class ticket.
Yeah.
They got bumped to.
And so Sheila Jackson Lee came on, and now the lady was, she was a little upset to begin with. I mean, as any woman would be.
Yeah.
I think I would be upset too. I'm not feeling Congress right now anyway.
If
okay?
I paid for a first class ticket, I expect a first class seat.
But what if the president, not this president, but let's say, not this president, let's say President Obama came.
Everybody would give up their seat.
Come on, Chael. We need a seat now. We can't be sitting back in the back with everybody else. We got to get up here front. We're not going to do that now. Trump, hey, I need the best seat. I want the best seat. I don't want to be selling to poor people.
Yeah.
And the blacks and the Hispanics and the Muslims. Don't put me back there with
we
them.
We won't even talk about that.
So anyway, Sheila Jackson Lee, she got bumped, right? I mean, she didn't. She bumped this lady.
Okay.
And so now this, everything gets racial nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you cannot escape race. So the lady gets on the plane. She's a little ticked, as anyone would. And so she walks past, I guess out of curiosity, because they didn't put her off the plane. She was just put back into with the rest of the poor folks, like the rest of us. And so she's walking past with her little iPhone and snaps a picture of who's in her seat. And none other than Sheila Jackson Lee. And of course, Sheila Jackson Lee wasn't too happy about it, because this lady made a stink on the internet. She was like, hey, I got bumped.
And it's not Sheila Jackson Lee's fault. That's the policy of the airline who did that.
That's what she's saying. And she went further to say that the lady's making this fuss about it because she was black. She said it's a race thing.
Mm-hmm. That's sticky. It's hard to say what, you got to go with how you feel on that one. I mean, it could have been anybody. She might have made the stink if it was anyone.
See, I would have made a stink.
Maybe she's Republican.
Yeah. See, race, like I say.
So it's not necessarily race on that one. It's hard to say. Could be.
Because race permeates everything. That was probably some of it. But
probably.
I'm not sure Sheila Jackson Lee had enough information to make that
call. To call it that. It's hard to say. It's 9 times out of 10, it's usually involved.
Right.
But you can't say for certain on that one.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, folks, you're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. I have a caller on the phone. Somebody calling in here to chime in on the new year, give us some props and love and all that good stuff. Welcome to the show, Cynthia.
Yes. How you doing?
Cynthia.
I'm excited to be on the call.
Cynthia Huntley. That sounds like somebody, when I used to live down in North Carolina, that was a lady named Cynthia Huntley that went to school with me. That's not you, is it?
Yes.
Hey, Cynthia. Welcome to the Marketing Pool. What you doing? I'm in the D.C. area.
I'm here for a revival.
A revival?
Yes. The revival will be held at Kenmore Elementary School, 3211 82nd Avenue in Landover, Maryland, and I will be one of the speakers. I'm so excited about this revival. The theme is something has to change.
What are you going to be talking about there, Cynthia?
Now faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. People don't understand what that word now means.
Well,
that means we're supposed to walk by faith now.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think what's happening now in the country, it seems like people are against each other, we got a lot of turmoil going on. Do you think that message is going to resonate now more than it would, let's say, in a different time?
Yes, because now is the time that we have got to walk by faith. Some things have got to change now.
Some things,
if people can't understand what that means, Now, now is the time to make your move, to do whatever you want to do for survival. Wow. Because we're getting into the state of survival now.
Well, sound like you're going to tell them on there. When is the revival? When are you going to be speaking?
I'm speaking tonight.
Tonight. All right, tell them again.
At 7:30.
Tell them again where you're going to be.
It's Kenmore Elementary School. The address is 3211 82nd Avenue, Landover, Maryland.
All right, I'll tell you what, Cynthia, if I can free up some time, it's going to be tough. I'm going to try to swing by there and check you out. And I want to thank you and wish you a happy new year. And thank you and welcome
happy
to the D.C.
New
area.
Year.
All right, then. Thank
happy
you.
Happy new year. I've been listening to your show, and I'll continue to the end.
All right.
You
thank
be
you.
Blessed.
Thank you very much. All right, that's Cynthia Huntley, came all the way from Carolina.
Really? From the from where you grew up?
Yeah, from my home girl. Wow. I'll be darned. But it's a small world.
It is.
But I tell you, Dr. Ruby, there's something about this media thing, this being on the air.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I haven't seen in 30 years be popping up. Oh, I heard you're on the show. They be calling, yeah. Emailing. I ain't mad at them, though. I'm enjoying this, and that's why I encourage anybody, if you haven't already, if you're looking for a new way to get your to get some juice, to jumpstart your strategy, consider being a radio. We have some opportunities to join the Marketing Pulpit family. Just call me at 301-839-2836, and we can help your star shine in 2018. We're on the eve of the new year, and if you have some questions, or if you want to join the conversation, you have a new year wish or something you plan to do differently in 2018, just give us a call at 1-800-450-7876. In the next segment, I have in the studio Dr. Ruby Lathan. In the next segment, she's going to talk about some health strategies and how to go into 2018 doing it the right way. But in the final segment, I'm going to talk about taking customer service to a new level in 2018. But before that, I had a talk with Baby New Year, and Baby New Year gave me some advice.
Yeah.
He said, these folks just going to fool with these resolutions. So let me show tell them how to do it right.
Okay,
so I called up Baby New Year. First of all, he got on my case. He said, look, don't you know that people don't call anymore? Where's your daggone Twitter account? So Baby New Year had a little attitude to begin with. So
okay.
So we got past that anyway. So he said, look, people are screwing up these New Year resolutions. So let Baby New Year give some advice on how to make your resolutions more effective.
All right.
Well, his first one was, first of all, the Baby New Year is not a genie. It's not like genie where you rub and then make a wish. That's
right.
Not quite the way it works. He says, well, get off that. Then the second thing he said, it's a resolution, not a prayer. And I'm sure some of you all have seen that. You get around the table, you're eating your turkey or your ham, whatever you do around, and they start confusing resolutions and prayers.
And hopes, right?
Yeah.
So you're like wishing and praying that something happens.
It gets confusing. I think they're confusing Baby New Year with Baby Jesus. So, I mean, come on. What can you expect? I mean, they born around the same time, about a week apart, according to the folklore. But anyway, so it's a resolution, not a prayer. So learn the difference. Baby New Year says, be reasonable in your resolutions.
Right.
Okay, now, if you're bussing tables at McDonald's, I mean, nothing wrong with that. Don't expect to be the CEO by the end of the year. There's a few steps in between. So you got to take some steps to get to that goal. So be reasonable in your resolutions. That's not me now, Dr. Rube. This is Baby
okay.
New Year.
All right.
Now, Baby New Year also said, if it hasn't happened, in the last 30 years, it's probably not going to happen this year either.
I don't know if I agree with that one.
Hey, look, I'm telling you, Baby New Year said, look, you've been making the same resolution for the last 30 years.
Okay, true. Now, if you do what you did last year and the year before and the year before, then true.
You've got to do something different, right?
You have to do something different.
Okay, well, let's add an asterisk beside it.
Yeah, okay.
It might can happen, but you got to
do something different.
You can't do the same thing you've done for 30 years. Okay,
exactly.
All right, baby. Baby New Year, we got an asterisk beside that one.
Right.
Now, Baby New Year, now, he said this. I think he had a little problem with some of the folks. He said, make sure it's legal, okay?
Oh, well. Man,
you know, we ain't going to get into that.
Of course. Unless next year's resolution is to get out of jail.
Right, right. So, we assume that's a given, but I don't know.
Right.
The Baby New Year felt he needed to throw that one in.
He needs to say that. Okay.
Now, Baby New Year said also, there's some things you just can't control that are beyond your control. So you can't sit here and say, look, I'm going to make a resolution to have a new president by March.
Okay, right, right.
I mean,
it needs to pertain to yourself.
There you go.
Things you have influence over.
Things that you can control yourself. That you can't control. I mean, you can vote and go out here and make some signs, yard signs, but that's probably not going to make a big difference. Baby New Year also said it should not include revenge. I wonder why he threw that in there.
Well, that's true, because, you know, you don't want to put out negative energy.
Amen.
I give Baby New Year a thumbs
up on that one. Baby New Year said, be specific. You can't just say, I plan to be a better person in 2018.
Yeah, what does that mean?
That is so relative.
It's like what is measured is what improves and changes.
Right.
So you have to have some benchmarks.
Got to have some benchmarks. You can't be just generous. Hey, I plan to be rich in 2018. You can't do that. You got to set some realistic goals.
What number is that? Right.
There you go. Now, I don't know why Baby New Year threw this one in here, but I'm going to put it out here anyway. He said, resist the urge to re-gift all your Christmas gifts.
Really?
And give them out as birthday gifts throughout the year. Now, what?
And
you laugh like we have a witness over. You're not re-gifting them.
I have been known to re-gift a few things.
Baby New Year said, don't do it.
I mean, I'm like, let the gift keep on giving. You know, it's better than throwing it away. And if it's not something you can return, you know, as long as it's not a terrible gift. I mean, you know, you really want to.
I stepped on a toe there.
Yeah. I've been known to re-gift things that I can't use.
Yeah.
And so if it's just going to sit there forever and a day, I will admit. So I eat pretty healthy. Somebody gave me a gift card to a restaurant.
Right.
None of these restaurants would I ever eat at. So I re-gifted it.
Hold that thought there, Dr. Ruby.
Okay.
Baby New Year is giving us some tips. Folks, you're listening to The Marketing Pulpit. When we come back, we're going to talk to Dr. Ruby about some of the health things we should be doing in 2018. And we're going to talk about a summit coming up January 27. This is The Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewood. We'll be right back after the break.
We give thanks to the old for achieving their goal. It is now up to us, and we know we must.
WOL Washington.
9 FM. 959.
We are heading into a new year. I'd like to wish everyone a hope everyone had a happy 2017. It's been a good year. It's been a good year. We've had a lot of things going on. We've had a little political upheaval. We've had people drawing lines in the sand. We've had race against race, gender against gender. We've had all kind of things. But I think all in all, if you sit back and take stock, you'll realize that things could have been a lot worse. And the good thing about end of the year is that we get a reset button. We get a chance to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I just want to say to everybody, if you're listening on the sound of my voice, look like you made it. I mean, I'm not going to say that until the clock strikes midnight.
Right. We're close.
But for the most part, you survived.
Close, yeah.
And I found that when you take all of the emphasis off yourself and you start looking at how you can help people, how you can contribute to the success of others, it makes your own success, it adds a little more flavor to your own successes. So that's what I encourage everybody to do. When you're sitting here taking stock of what you did in 2017, I want you to think about the lives that you touched and how they're doing. Now, if you haven't touched any lives and you're saying to yourself, wow, it was all about me, well, 2018 can be different. We don't have to go into 2018 feeling like it's all about us. Let's look at other people, how we can contribute to the lives, and let's pass it forward. Let's make an impact. And that's one of the things I've tried to live by over the years. And I tell you, folks, it works. It works. Mm-hmm. When you take some of that emphasis off you and shine it on others, it actually comes
back.
That's true. Comes back several times over. have in studio Dr. Ruby Lathan. And by the way, you're listening to The Marketing Pulpit. Go to marketingpulpit.com for more information about the show and the guest. And if you want to join the conversation, if you have a call question for our guest or myself, just call 1-800-450-7876. My company is Gatewood Marketing. I have a marketing and branding and business development company. I had a great, very good year as well. We've had actually moved some companies from conception, where they actually up and running. We've taken some from an area of unprofitability into an area of profitability. We've taken some people from a medium-sized company to a large company, and I'm just proud to be able to have had a hand in that. So when I'm not on the air talking about marketing and making fun of people with Louis Vuitton bags and sitting on the bumping people on first class and talking about Baby New Year, I'm actually a business developer. I have a company, Gatewood Marketing, in Largo, Maryland, where we are a full-service advertising agency specializing in marketing, branding, web, social media. Somebody asked me the other day, Gatewood, who died and made you king? Now, they didn't say that directly, but I could tell that's what they meant. I said, who gave you the right to set up on the air and tell folks what to do? Well, folks, I've been in corporate America, spent about 20 years in corporate America. I have an MBA degree. I've written 2 books. I'm an adjunct professor. Right. And my list goes on and on of creds. So I'm not just saying this to pat myself on the back. I'm just saying I've been there.
Yeah, you're answering those questions. What gives you
I've been there.
The right experience?
I have seen every cycle, every industry. So I don't just sit up here and just give out information just to hear my head roar. And I'm not even asking you to necessarily take all of my advice, but I'm saying if you are a business and if you're about to start a business, get some assistance. Get somebody who knows what the heck they're talking about. And sometimes your cousin and big man, little man and big mom and all the family and friends may not be your best source of advice. So find yourself somebody who's in the know and take notes. And if all else, tune into this show every week, 10:30 a.m., right here on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. Dr. Ruby.
Yes.
Now, tell us first of all, introduce yourself to the audience. I know you're about as well known now as Oprah. I see you all over the place. You're on social media. You're on media. Let folks know who you are.
Well, I am a holistic nutritionist and health coach, and I have been doing this for a while. I specialize in plant-based nutrition, and that's because that's what I feel is one of the healthiest diets and lifestyles that you can undertake. And I got into that because I was diagnosed with cancer back in 2007, thyroid cancer. And I came up with my own nutrition plan and supplements and healed myself with just food, nutrition, and lifestyle changes.
Wow.
So I became a believer in the diet and the lifestyle and holistic health. And I wanted to share that with everyone. So that's how I got to do it. Because, you know, there's nothing like testing it on yourself first.
Yeah, so you've actually lived it. Like the old saying, the horse's mouth. You actually have been through it.
Absolutely. So when I work with people, I know what they're feeling. I know how it feels to get a dire diagnosis like that. I know how it is to, you know, for your life to be completely turned upside down because I went through it and I know all the fears and things like that. So I feel like, you know, I have that advantage of helping to walk people through the process when they're ready to you know, either do an integrative approach or a natural approach.
Let me ask you this. What does it mean to be a holistic practitioner? I keep hearing that word. Break that down for us.
Basically, that means that we're looking at more than just than just one element. A lot of with traditional medicine, you're looking at maybe just a medication or you're looking at one part of the body. You know, we have doctors for everything, podiatrists and psychologists and, you know, eye doctor, ear doctor, everything. But everything, and that's fine because they specialize, but everything is a system. Everything is interconnected.
Okay.
So when people come with an illness, we're going to talk about food. We're going to talk about nutrition. We're going to talk about supplements, but we're also going to talk about relationships. We're going to say what's going on in your life. We're going to talk about stress. We're going to talk about sleep, exercise. We're going to talk about becoming well fully in every realm. And that's really what's needed in order to get well and stay well.
Well, let me ask you this. Has anything changed? Let's say you say you've been in the business for a minute. Mm-hmm. Has anything changed, let's say, in the last 10, 15 years in the industry?
Absolutely. People are really ready to take on more natural approaches. I mean, there's been so much talk about pharmaceuticals and things not really working. I don't know if you've seen the movie What the Health, in which I was featured. But movies like that and documentaries and information let people know that what we've been told over the years is not necessarily the truth, and that there's a better way. And I see a lot of people who are just exasperated with the current treatment that they're getting, because a lot of the medications and things help you, quote, manage the disease, but not help you heal from the disease. And people are ready to get well and get off of these, you know, sometimes 5, 10, 15 right. medications, one each medication leading to another medication. Right. And they're like, I'm done. Give me a better way. So they're a lot more open than, let's say, 10, even 10 years ago, to say, let's do this naturally. Let's see what my body can do when I give it what it needs.
I think having people having more access to information played a role in that. In the old days, you walk into the doctor's office, this guy was like God. Whatever he said, you didn't question it.
Exactly.
Said, you go out there and lay in the street. You went out there and lay in the street.
Exactly. I mean, you know, obviously with the internet, you can look up a lot of stuff. Now, right. you can't be diagnosing yourself all the time. I say, you know, get informed, but get a proper diagnosis. And then work with a holistic person, practitioner, a naturopathic doctor, a nutritionist, things like that to help you heal. But you need to know what you have. So you right. can't self-diagnose.
Right. So that means really the internet has been like, it's the good and the great. Bad. It's good
right.
and bad.
And then everybody thinks, you know, people are diagnosed and they're thinking, right. You know, they've got cancer or something right. because of, you know, what they read on the internet. Right. You know, oh, I've got this ache. Oh, God, I'm going to die. Right. I'm like, no, you know, let's go get tested. I mean, so that's the downside, but the good side way outweighs that if you use the information properly and educate yourself.
I agree. Now, our community, African American community, people of color, seem to be on the, if you look at the totem pole of health mm-hmm. or the pyramid of health, mm-hmm. seem like we have the bottom of all the things that are bad.
Yeah.
What the
yeah.
heck is that about?
You know, I think a lot of that, I've often wondered about that. It's like, why is it that we have everything the worst? You know, yeah. diabetes statistics, you know, obesity, okay. all of that. You know, part of that is lifestyle. Part of that is cultural things and not, you know, nipping things in the bud, you know, and thinking things are just normal. My grandmother had high blood pressure. My mother right. has it. So, you know, when you get it, you're thinking, oh, you know, this is just part of our family history. When it really isn't. What you've been doing is just doing what each person has done, and you're getting what they got. Also, I think stress plays a major role in illness. It plays a role in every illness, and sometimes as African Americans, we bear a lot more of the burden of the stress in this society,
yeah.
which leads to a lot of, you know, more profound illnesses.
And I'm sure this is a big one. This is one of your areas, diet. How big of a role is diet?
Huge. Diet is the foundation. I mean, that's where I started.
Right.
You know, most of the things that the top killers in our communities in the world, you know, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, stroke, all of those are lifestyle related or diet related, meaning they're brought on by what we eat and what we do. So being sedentary and then eating high cholesterol, high meat foods, high fat, high salt all of the time that we think is just normal, that's what's killing us.
But let me ask you this, though. How can you reconcile? You got people who really feel like you've got to have that butter, that sugar, that salt to make it taste right. You got to have yeah. that grease. They want the juice pouring out of the steak. They want, I mean, can the two coexist? Good taste and
healthiness. Yeah. If you've ever seen my cooking show, The Veggie Chest, My tagline is where healthy food is easy and delicious. And that's because you're not going to eat it if it doesn't taste good.
That's true.
Right. And when I was going through my cancer recovery, I realized this was going to be a lifestyle change and the food needed to taste good. So it's all about seasoning, flavor, and knowing how to put those things together in a really healthy way. I hate nothing more than a tray of cold veggies with some dip. You know, and that's your, right. you know, at a party, that's like the only thing, the healthy, right. the healthy. Nobody wants to eat some chopped
You're right.
veggies with some dip. Nobody yeah. wants that.
I am guilty of that.
I used to do my networking event.
Of course,
every now and then somebody would pop up and say, I'm vegan or vegetarian.
And then you're like, here's the veggie tray.
So I put out the little tray, the little broccoli ball, the little thing of broccoli, some carrots, and maybe some celery, and that's it.
And nobody wants that. And that's why people think being vegan or vegetarian is like the hardest thing in the world, because you associate it with that. Now, when I have a party, you know, I have
different story.
Barbecue pecan meatballs. I have, which I talked about on Roland Martin, I have buffalo cauliflower wings. I have hummus, yes, and chips and things like that. But we have hearty food. We just have to treat our vegetables with more respect and season it up.
Making note to self, get on Dr. Ruby's party list.
Absolutely. People love my parties. You know, bean dips, the whole thing. Healthy sweets, do chocolate dipped macaroons, all of that. Mm. You can do all of that in a healthy way without killing yourself. You don't need the butter. You can use coconut oil. You can use, you just got to find the healthy substitutes. It's a matter of education, really.
Now, my guess, I'm looking into my crystal ball here.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is you're going to cover some of this in this summit that's coming up. Tell us about that summit.
Oh, absolutely. So I love the summit. It's called the Reengineer Your Life Holistic Health Summit.
Okay.
We do it every year. And in January, it's January 27th here in D.C. at Catholic University at the conference center there. We are going to be talking about how to really jump into a holistic health lifestyle.
What I want you to do, Dr. Ruby, hang on a second. We're going to finish up after the break. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I am in the studio with Dr. Ruby Lathan. She's talking health, and she has an event coming up on the 27th of January. Stay tuned to get more information. Be right back after the break.
Protect them and those who may live in fear.
Good morning. This WOL traffic update brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Outer loop of the Beltway, pretty heavy from the DW Parkway over to Greenville Metro. BW Parkway northbound was slow from 450 up to the Beltway. Branch Avenue, an accident northbound, inbound, near Surratt's Road. So look for a delay there as you approach the accident scene. Drunk driving is 100% preventable 100% of the time. Help them create a feature of no more victims at MADD.org. That's MADD.org. Now your WOL weather forecast brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. For today, partly cloudy, a high near 33. Partly cloudy tonight, maybe a snow shower late, down to 24. And for tomorrow, cloudy with a few snow flurries possible, high near 36. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today, they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. Steve Ergeron for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
This is WOL News Talk 1450 AM and 95.9 FM.
959.
Oh, baby, New Year! He's over here giving me a hard time. Now he left me one more note here, Dr. Ruby.
Yeah. Okay. What was that?
I don't know why he threw that in there. He said, "In 2018, if." Somebody calls you accidentally, and there's conversation. You know how people, like, they call it butt dial somebody?
Yeah.
He said, don't be just listening to a cold conversation. Hang up the phone, you know what I mean? Because a lot of things are going on. People are talking about stuff they didn't mean to say. And he also said, as a corollary to that, like, you know, sometimes you're talking to somebody and you say goodbye, but they don't really
hang up.
And now that's when they really say what they mean about you.
I don't know. I mean,
maybe New Year's they don't do that.
I'm
Dr.
a little
Ruby.
Nosy, so I probably.
I bet you be listening.
I would be listening. I'm sorry.
Get you a bag of popcorn.
Yep. But now after a while, I'm like, you know, we just hang up.
If you're here in dead air, you know, of course you want to hang up. All of a sudden, and they start talking about you.
Oh, I'm listening.
Hey, wait a minute. Said all these nice things while you're on the phone, right? Baby New Year, so don't do that in 2018.
I don't know about that. I like to know.
We have a caller on the phone. Welcome to the show, William. William, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Robert.
Hey,
Dr. William. Ruby.
Hey,
how are you all today?
All right, Mr. Branding Guru himself. How you doing today,
how are
brother?
You?
Happy New Year.
I'm good. Happy New Year to you and all the listeners. I was just here listening to the show's great show and Dr. Ruby's absolutely right about the stress part, because, you know, in high stress jobs like ours, Robert, we have to make sure we're doing something right, because if we're not, we're going to be in big trouble.
Hey, Dr. Ruby, what's the name of those meatballs you mentioned earlier?
Barbecue pecan meatballs.
Hey, can I do like this? Can I be like Popeye, get a can of that? And like break it out like Spanish when I need some.
We don't do cans.
Oh, you don't do cans? No. See, I'm messing up already. Cans is a no-no, huh?
That's right.
Okay, I got it.
I mean, you can freeze some for you. Keep it in the freezer.
I bet if Popeye was around today, he wouldn't even have a can. He'd have like, what do you put it in?
A mason jar. I don't know.
Man, see, you have to know this stuff. See, I'm here thinking can. That's like a no-no.
Just get it fresh from the garden.
See, there you go. Instead of pulling a can of spinach out of his pocket, he run over to a garden and start pulling out the ground. And then go back and beat up Bluto. Boy. All right, Wayne, what kind of tip you got for us today?
Well, main tip for 2018 is make sure that you get things rolling as soon as possible, because you want to come out the gate with a strategy for the new year, and not just shooting from the hip.
Yeah.
So I've been talking with a lot of clients and potential clients over the past month, actually, about preparing for the new year so that you can be the leader versus being the follower. And the best way to do that is to, you know, have a strong strategy for how to get your brand out there in a meaningful way where people are going to connect with it and, you know, be able to kind of attach themselves to your brand. Because at the end of the day, a lot of people are out here trying to conduct business, but they're going to be successful. They have a strong strategy.
All right, William, hang on there for a second. I'm gonna ask the good doctor here to tell us more about the event that's coming up on the 27th.
Sure. Well, folks can go to myhealthsummit.com, myhealthsummit.com. And get a lot of the details. But I'm really excited about our speaker lineup.
Who's going to be there?
We've got excellent. Every year we have good folks. And this year it's no different. One of our keynote speakers is Dondre Whitfield, who is one of the star actors on the show Queen Sugar on OWN. He's also a motivational speaker and relationship coach. So. Mm-hmm. Who recently has gone vegan, and he's going to be talking about health and relationships and really helping us combine that.
Dr. Ruben.
Yes.
You convert that, brother.
I had a hand in it. I did have a hand in that. And, you know, it was also, as I mentioned, the movie What the Health has been converting tons of people. I get emails every day from people who've watched that movie and are ready to take the leap.
All right.
Yeah. And then we've got Bershawn Shaw, who also is on a show on OWN, and she's a two-time cancer survivor, also follows a plant-based diet, but she's incredible about really just claiming your space and becoming this unstoppable woman warrior. So, but it's just going to be an incredible start to the day. We've got Dr. James Loomis from the Barnard Medical Center. If anyone knows Dr. Neil Barnard, he has started this center at taking a plant-based approach to healing, but how to heal with food. So he's going to be talking about the medical aspect of that. Dr. Terry Victor, who's a holistic dentist. Everyone loves him. Tons of information. Of course, myself, going to be talking about nutrition and food demonstrations and things like that.
You gonna bring some food?
Oh yeah, yeah. There's gonna be food. We're gonna serve breakfast. We're gonna serve lunch, and we're doing a food demo to show you that healthy food can taste good. So if you've never had good healthy food or plant-based food, this is your opportunity to try it. And know that it's going to be good for you, but taste incredible.
And get some ideas, because the next time you have that event, don't just roll out the usual suspects of the stick of carrot, the little ball of broccoli.
We're not doing that. Absolutely not.
Yeah, be more inclusive. Matter of fact, the good thing about that, this is my take on it.
Mm-hmm.
If you know you're going to have a good mixture of people who are maybe vegetarian, vegan,
and
vegetarian, all that good stuff. You know that meat eaters are going to eat any of it. They're going to eat about anything.
Right.
If it tastes good, they're going to eat it.
That's the thing.
And vegetarians, they can't just eat everything.
Right.
So why don't you put something that everybody can eat?
Everybody. We're on the same page.
Hey.
I agree with you. Because what happens is there's somebody that one vegan or vegetarian dish that tastes good and everybody eats it up. And then the folks are like, well, what am I? What else am I going to eat? You know?
She converts, so, folks. This lady be converting people up in here.
My food does convert. And it's easy because it's all about taste. If it tastes good and makes you feel good, why wouldn't you go that way?
All right. We have a caller on the phone. Mr. Miles, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Robert? I mean, I just call in. You know, your show is always very informative, and I have to say, I look forward to hearing your show all the time and your guests today. I mean, you always talk about topics to empower our people, and it just, you know, I'm just glad to be associated with you and you know, I always get advice from you as far as with the MFL. So I just wanted to call in and say you're doing a great job as usual.
Thank you, Brother Miles. And, you know,
awesome.
Brother Miles has he's actually the owner of the Minor Football League. It's a national organization, has 32 teams across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been a sponsor of the show. And he comes on every now and then to keep us abreast of what's happening in the sports world.
Right.
But he is making an imprint out here by putting people to work. The mission of the show is to build strong businesses and putting people to work.
Mm-hmm.
And a football franchise hires so many people.
Right.
It just helps us manifest our mission. I appreciate you, Mr.
Absolutely.
Miles. Thank you very much, brother.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So go to MFL is here. That's his website, MFL is here, and check him out. And also, if you want to buy a team, if you're looking for a good investment, man, it's only, all you need is about a, I think like $500,000 down, and you're good to go.
That's
pocket change. You talk to him.
That's right. That's right.
What's the contact to get the information on the summit?
So people should go to register at myhealthsummit.com. And if you register before midnight, December 31st, you get 20% off. So the early bird rate expires midnight, December 31st. You have until Sunday night to get the discounted rate. You can obviously register after that, but the sooner the better. And that's myhealthsummit.com.
All right, folks, you heard it here. Thank you, Dr. Ruby. Folks, I'm going to give you some quick, I'm going to give you the fast version of my, let's put customers first in 2018. First thing I want you to do these things right away going into 2018. When you sell a product, explain what happens next. Explain the process. Folks, that's going to do so much more for helping move that person to get them to, you know, get rid of that buyer's remorse. And don't disappear after you get the money. That has been a big sore spot for many business owners. You get the money, the next thing you know, you can't find the person. They go into the witness protection program. You need to be more available after you get that money. Respond to complaints. Silence is not golden when it comes to customer service. As a matter of fact, the opposite is true. Be proactive. Don't just wait for folks to complain. Do things to nip those complaints in the bud before they happen. Reward good behavior. If your client is doing something good, keep rewarding them to reinforce it. Go back to some of those clients that you had a few years ago that you had a bad experience with. Make amends. Say, look, I wasn't where I am. Where I am now is not where I was a couple of years ago. You'd be surprised that some of those folks would actually come back on and be a good client. Don't assume everybody communicates the same way. You have some people that never pick up the phone, some that don't know how to text, some that email only.
Right.
You making the assumption that they're all the same. Major, major mistake. We actually have one client. We have a caller. We got 30 seconds, caller. Welcome to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. Mr. Wesley.
Yes. I just wanted to say hello to Dr. Lathan and to ask her when is she going to do her jazz brunches again. I played for two of them at the B-Spot a couple of years
ago. I remember you. Absolutely. We used to do vegan jazz brunches at the B-Spot. It was a juice bar on Pennsylvania. They moved. They were kind of closed. So we've got to find a new spot. So, you know, as soon as I find a new location, you're right, we need to get back on that.
You ready to go, huh?
Because we had a full house every month. We'd have these brunches. It was wonderful.
That's right.
A lot of great people.
Well, I know you've picked up one new attendee here.
I'll give you time back. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, John.
Okay,
John, bye. John, the way, come on.
And he was one of the musicians. It was a great, great, great time.
Wow. Any parting, folks, to get more information on how to move into 2018 on a good note with your customers, call my company, Gatewood Marketing, at 301-839-2836. Go to my website, gatewoodmarketing.com. We also have a special on web and social media, 25% off through the end of the year.
parting words, Dr. Ruby, you got that 30 seconds?
Well, if you want to kick the new year off right, you know, you got to get health in order. Mm. That's the first thing, because if you're not well, you're not going to feel well. You're not going to do whatever that resolution is. And one way is to get connected with me. Join us at our health summit or me on my website where you can get a lot of free resources.
And that's Ruby Lathan.
RubyLathan.com, RubyLathan.com. And you'll also find the link to the summit there.
Folks, thank you, Dr. Ruby, for joining me today. It's been a wonderful, been a joy. Folks, that's going to wrap up the show for today. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be back next week. I want to wish everyone a happy 2018. Thank you for a successful 2017. And as always, if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
And we want the power for the people. That's all we ask in our country, dear.
You've been listening to The Marketing Pulpit with Robert Gatewood. For a limited time, schedule a free 30-minute face-to-face with Mr. Gatewood by visiting gatewoodmarketing.com or by calling 1-877-235-1162. When the going gets tough, the tough call Gatewood. Visit gatewoodmarketing.com today.